Now, rank-and-file Gardaí say that the policing model here has failed. The Garda Representative Association is meeting in Kerry for its annual conference this week, and for the second year in a row, the Garda Commissioner will not be there because members say they still have no confidence in him. And as a result, the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, won't be going either. The GRA's President, Mark O'Mara, is on the line now. And Mark O'Mara, why not invite Drew Harris, regardless that 98% of your members in 2023 voted no confidence? He is the person in charge. Shouldn't you have him there to hear you?
Good morning, Audrey. Thanks for inviting me on the show this morning. Yeah, I mean, it's our 47th annual delegate conference here in Killarney this morning, the INEC, and it's one of the largest conferences, obviously. And our decision not to invite the Garda Commission was based on the voice of our membership, the 11,200 members that we represent. And their voice was absolutely clear. Absolutely clear, unambiguous, and albeit that we are a very, and we always state we are very much a solution-based body, their decision was made very clear to us, and it was that there was still no confidence in the Office of the Garda Commissioner, and they saw no real and progressive and effectual change to their terms and conditions and how they are treated on a daily basis. And so at length, the decision was debated by our Central Executive Committee, and the decision based on our members was not to invite our Commissioner again this year.
But I wonder what's achieved by that? What's achieved by not having the people who are running the organisation and those who are therefore accountable for it not to be there listening to you and working with you?
We have engaged with Garda management and senior leadership team and the Office of the Commissioner repeatedly since that decision and the ballot for the vote of no confidence in the current Commissioner was taken. And we continue to do so. And we find still no effective change. We've been met with denial of morale issues, denial with some of the issues that we raised, I believe tokenistic measures to resolve some of the issues that we highlighted. But our members still do not see any effective change. And as we said, we may not have invited the Commissioner, but we did invite the Minister. And the Minister, on this occasion, decided not to attend our conference, not to listen to the voices of the frontline men and women of An Garda Síochána, of Garda Rank. And we think that's a clear and missed opportunity by him. And I think it would have been very productive from the early stage. Sound bites and promises don't affect change. We're demanding now real engagement and meaningful engagement, both with the successor to our current Commissioner, Commissioner Harris, and we hope that any legacy that left behind will not be followed again by the new Commissioner. And we're demanding a proper seat at the table. The days of asking are long gone. Sorry, go ahead.
If the policing model here has failed, as you say it has, does that mean then the public is being failed by your members and others within An Garda Síochána?
Well, Audrey, the operational policing model, commonly known as the OPM, is a model of policing that needs significant resourcing. And we were assured when the OPM was first being introduced that we would have sufficient resources for that. And unfortunately, that is not the case. We are still a short, significant number of members, up to 2,000 members at least that were short. Our concern, and I've highlighted this repeatedly, is that as of April of 2026, we are going to have members of An Garda Síochána in huge numbers who are eligible to retire having met their 30-year service. And there could be a massive exodus, and any recruitment and retention crisis that we have at the moment that we're experiencing, and make no doubt it is a crisis, next year it will be an absolute and utter mitigated disaster. And we believe that the unmitigated disaster follows through with the OPM when you do not have sufficient numbers to police it. That is going to cause difficulty for members of the public. And we all see in every community around the country, no matter who you ask, they fail to see the presence of a uniform on their streets and in their communities. And that is going to be further exasperated by the OPM, we believe. We just don't have the resources for it.
Is becoming a Garda, though, is it a better career option now for people than it was? The money, is it better? The training allowance doubled in the past year. A starting salary is €40,000, which isn't bad, says the Justice Minister. €2.5 billion provided in the most recent budget, which is up over 25% on 2020.
Well, I suppose, look, the reality is that we offered a certain amount of our manifesto in relation to options to help with retention and indeed with recruitment. And one of those was an increase in the training allowance for members. And we asked that the training allowance should be increased to 35,000 per year from the moment they go into the gates of Temple Moor, which is what happens in other jurisdictions when trainee police officers go inside their training centres. That's €673 per week. And we believe that if this isn't done, we won't be able to incentivise people entering the Garda College. I mean, we've increased the age of entry, Garda management and government, to 50 years of age. I mean, young and old have financial commitments, Audrey, but certainly there's an argument that older recruits will more likely have greater financial commitments, to have children, mortgages, teenage children going to who are entering college. They will not be able to afford to, to take up a career in Garda Síochána. It won't be an incentive for them to join. And while we welcome the commitment of the previous Minister for Justice, that was given over a 5-year period. We're saying 5 years is too late. The crisis is now. You need to introduce proper remuneration now.
Thank you very much indeed. President of the Garda Representative Association, Mark O'Mara.